101.7 AM 920 KWAD. I'm CJ Baumgartner. It's 919, 75 degrees in downtown Wadena. We're saying good morning to Lisa Anderson. She's the director over at the Maslowski Wellness and Research Center in Wadena. She joins us every Tuesday morning. Hey, Lisa, how's it going?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing pretty good. It's going to be a hot one today. 90 degrees heat index, like 96. So I think it'd be a good day probably to work out indoors at the Maz, right?
Correct. And although I am a fan of the heat, but I hear it's not safe to be out in this. You know, I checked my weather this morning and it already had a heat index and all that kind of good stuff. So that's what we're here for. Absolutely. Good day to work out inside.
All right. And, with September coming up, it's crazy to think we're already at the end of August. But some fitness class stuff you want to talk about here as we get into September, Lisa?
Yeah. So we have not a real huge change, but kind of a huge change. One of our instructors and trainers, Sean, who I've spoken about before, is actually picking up and moving to Lincoln, Nebraska. So all of his classes are being taken over by somebody new. Her name is Jessie, but there is some time changes and some different offerings. So I'll kind of go Monday through Saturday and roll through those classes. So Mondays, Jessie is going to do restorative strength training at 9 o'clock in the morning, water aerobics at 5 o'clock, and then her P90X class, which is like a high intensity interval training class at 6:30. So she'll be here all day on Monday. There's no classes on Tuesdays, a chair yoga class with Monica on Wednesdays, a spin class with Melissa on Wednesdays at 7. And then Thursdays stays the same with the 9 o'clock in the morning restorative strength training, 5 o'clock in the afternoon water aerobics, and then the Metcon class with Jesse, which is like that HIIT training again. So she's here all day on Thursday, no classes on Friday, and then our Saturdays stay the same with that bike boot camp at 7:30 in the morning and then Max Muscles at 8:45 in the morning. So kind of a little bit of switching around, but still the same group of core classes.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, we've talked about this before, but all those different kinds of classes for different people, whatever stage you're at. And now, like you said, a little bit of shifting around in the times, but all those same great classes still there, right?
Yeah, correct. And I'm glad that you did mention that, you know, the classes for everybody. I know taking, you know, even like a water aerobics class, it might not seem, you know, you might think, oh, that's for old people or that's for, it is a super great low impact exercise for everybody. You know, we honestly, truly have all ages doing it. We have high school students doing it and we have college kids doing it and we have middle-aged people doing it and we have senior citizens doing it. It's a great workout and truly spoken for every single class. Our instructors are great. They'll modify for you. They'll make it harder. They'll make it easier. So every class is a good fit for everybody.
All right. Awesome. Lisa, anything else going on at the Maz you want to let us know about?
We do have that sneaker drive still going on. I actually just sent out my first bag of sneakers today. So we already collected a whole bunch, which is great. And that box will stay out for as long as they let us keep collecting. So that was a pleasant surprise this morning when I got here and the bin was overflowing. So that was super great to see.
All right. And so one more time, where do those shoes go again?
They go, to kids in need around the area. It's through the United Way. And so obviously the United Way collects them. And I think we mentioned this last week that we're doing a backpack drive in the middle of September as well. They collect them and then distribute them as they see fit.
All right. Lisa, anything else going on at the Maz you want to share?
No, I think that's it.
All right. Where can they find you, Lisa? Where's a good way to get a hold of you if anybody has any questions or wants to talk a little bit more about the things we talked about today?
Yeah, so easiest way is usually just to stop in Monday through Friday. where our front desk is open 8 to 8, Saturdays 8 to 6, and then Sundays noon to 6. You can find all of the information online at our website, WadenaWellness.com, or our Facebook page or Instagram page. You can call us, 218-632-7777. And our email addresses, both mine and Olivia's, who is the aquatic girl, are on the website. Or, what am I forgetting? Our address, 17 Fifth Street Southwest, right by the high school. But I think that's it. I think I covered them all.
Lisa Anderson, the director of the Mislowski Wellness and Research Center in Wadena. Busy time over at the MAS. Things kind of changing seasons there as we get end of summer into fall. Always great to talk with you, Lisa. Have a great rest of your week, and we'll chat at you again this time on Tuesday.
Sounds good. Thanks, CJ.
It is 9:25 on KWAD. If you missed any part of this interview, you can find it on our website, WadenaRadio.com.